We are looking at the Sfas Emes, Tuf Reish Lamed Dalet. In these editions, it's page 99 of the Sfas Emes. Ulekachtem lachem b'yom harishon pri eitz hadar. And he's going to connect the idea of Arba Minim to Sukkos. Ki b'sukkos Hashem Yisborach mekarev b'nei Yisrael. On Sukkos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us close to Him. He wants us to be with Him. He envelops us. K'mo shekosuv peire sukkas shalom aleinu. Umegin aleinu mitzad shenikru banim lamaka. And we are protected. We're protected in a way that's unique to Sukkos. And the Sukkah is that protection. And it's because it's a place where you have nothing over your head that really normally protects you, but you believe that Hashem protects you, that's why it protects you. It protects you because you have the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects. Then Hashem Yisbarach protects. Only when you believe that He protects, that's when He protects you. Ubnei Yisrael mitzad atzmam chafetzim lehizdabek boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us after Yom Kippur with His great rachmim, He's forgiven us, and He takes us into Him, so to speak, to be with Him. But we have not yet done the maisim tovim that warrant His taking us the way He does. B'nei Yisrael mitzad atzmam, from their point of view, having not yet earned a place with Hashem in the sukkah, we want to do our part. Sheyasu maisim tovim lefonov, we want to do something. Shelo yiyeh mitzad hachesed bilvat, so that we're in the sukkah not only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His kindness is taking us close to Him, we want to do something to deserve to be so close to Him. V'zehu ulekachtem lachem mitzidchem. You take, lekachtem lachem. You are going to earn a place by me, Hashem says, because you're going to take Arba Minim. And the Arba Minim are going to express who you are and that you have been victorious in your Yom HaKippurim and in your Aseres Yimei Teshuvah, but you're going to do something and you're going to therefore earn the place you have with me in the Sukkah. And then he says as follows. The Pasuk in Tehillim Todyeni, Eirachayim, Soevus Moches Es Panecho, the Medrash in Vayikra Rabba says, Al Tehikere Kain. Don't read it, Soevus Moches, Ela Sheva Smachos. Seven causes of gladness, seven mitzvahs. There are seven mitzvahs on Sukkos. Arba Minim, Sukkah, Karban Chagiga, and the mitzvah of Simcha, Samachta Bechagecha. Uksiv, Tadieni Eirachayim Soivus Moches Es Panecho. Eirachayim, meaning there's an Eirachayim, there's a way of life that Sukkos is meant for us to embody and for us to imbibe. We're supposed to take in how to live life and learn it from Sukkah. Ve'isa Lulav Gematria Chayim. Balaturim. So halachically, because lulav is in the gematria, it's chayim. So that indicates that it has to be alive. That's why a lulav, no matter how beautiful it is, if it's yavesh, lulav or yavesh is possible. But in addition, what he's saying is that based on this pasuk. Right, if it's yavesh, it's possible. But it's yavesh, right, and lulav, it's not only because of the issue of Hadar, even if you don't need Hadar in Lulav, but because Lulav is Chayim, so from this you see a remez that it has to be Lach, it can't be Yavesh. Bnei Yisrael want that they should be in this Eira Chayim. Toidiyeni Eira Chayim. Show me the right way. Enlighten me, they say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll take these mitzvahs and now show us how we can have this Chayim, this very meaningful life, this inner spiritual life that comes to us attendant with the tremendous simcha of Sukkot. Uvnei Yisrael chafetzim lekabel chayim amitiyim bepnimius shalahem. We want to receive and come alive inwardly. We want to receive the life that you, Hashem Yisbarach, will give us. That great life, that's that inner life, that ecstasy of the inner soul, that ecstasy of the life of a Yid, that's the simcha he feels when he's with Hashem. V'zehu nikra soiva smochos. That's what's so satisfying. So now he's going back to talking about the pshat in the pasuk, where it says soiva, not sheva, soiva, meaning being satisfied. Kifi oimek hakabola belev, if you receive deeply, if Hashem is Maidia, Tadieni Oira Chayim, Soiva Smachis, with a complete satiety, with a depth that will warrant such joy, because it's Kifi Oimek HaKabbalah Belev, the Simcha is commensurate with how deep and how fully there is Tadieni Oira Chayim, how deep in the heart there's a knowledge of all of this which is so gladdening to us. Then it's called satisfaction, satiety. That's what makes us so satisfied. Having a mitzvah that we can say we're doing the Ritzayin Habayre with these beautiful minim, expressing so much with these minim, and therefore we earn all of that which Hashem will provide us. Taydiyeni Eire Chayim. Everything that we will come to know and feel and then be overjoyed because of on Sukkot. V'zehu al yedei minei halulav shebnei Yisrael meramzim b'maisem la'Hashem. We're being meramiz with these maisim of taking the lulav, shaking the lulav. Meramzim b'maisem la'Hashem Yisbarach. We're trying to show the Rabbeinu Shlalom lekabel or hasukah. We're showing him we want to take everything we can. We want that that influence of the sukkah that brings so much into the heart, into the understanding, into the neshama of a yid. Because we're with the Rebbeinu Shlalom, we're in the Tzela de Memenusa, we want to earn that. It should not just be passive. Sukkah is a passive mitzvah. All you do is walk into the sukkah, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Peiris Sukkah Shalom Aleinu. And we're saying, no, we want to do something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah specifically, ulekachtem lachem, you do something. It's that part of what we do on Sukkot, the Arba Minim, which shows the Ribbono Shel Olam that we want actively to be mekabel, to receive everything that the Sukkah can impart to us. Or HaSukkah Shenitn Lahem B'matana, we want to do a Maisa, so that the Or HaSukkah will be ours through what we have accomplished, through something that we can say that it's thanks to, at least in part, what we have done. When a person's invited, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is inviting us into his Tzela de Memenusa, so then, like the Zohar says, when you're invited, man de mezamen lemichla, when he invites you to partake. He invites you to partake of the food and the drink. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come into my sukkah, so then we say, well, then it's going to be with what we want. V'lachayin oimer lanu l'kachtem l'chem. Shenivchar lanu l'hachayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take what you want. And we say, yeah, we're going to take. So and now the Sfasemis is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it available to us. The Arba Minim are something we're going to do, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come, take. Take Chaim. Tadieni Eire Chaim is in reference to Lulav, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who said, L'kachtum L'chem. So he's explaining that it's true, it's something we're going to do, but it's something made available to us, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu invites us into the Sukkah, he also says, take. When you invite someone, you don't just say, come in. You say, come in, have something. So, come in is going into the Sukkah to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have something is where he says to us, U'lekachtem lechem, shenivchar lanu hachayim, that we choose the chayim, which is lulav gematria chayim, tadieni oire chayim sev esmachas espanecho. Now, the fact that it says tadieni, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu are going to cause me to know, you're going to inform me with das. That's a unique aspect of Sukkot, where the Torah itself says, "Leman yedu deraseichem ki b'sukkah isay shafti." So in Sukkah, you have to think about why you're in the Sukkah. You have to have an awareness of why you're in the Sukkah. Sfasemis says now, "Ubesukkis nitein hadas l'chol ish Yisrael." Sukkot is a time when we have the ability to understand, to have das. Das is an intuition that doesn't necessarily come from study, and it doesn't come from what you see and hear. It comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Chochma, Bina, and Das. Das is something that comes to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifting us with an insight that we otherwise ourselves wouldn't have. Toidieni, Eirechayim. I'm taking the lulav. Please, Hashem. Now, in the Sukkah, and with my taking these Arba Minim, please give me Das. Ubesukkis nitin hadas l'chol ish Yisrael k'dichsiv l'man yedu d'oreseichem ki besukkis eshafti yas b'nei Yisrael. V'chein nire ki hadas shel kol hashono bo b'chag hasukkis. Das is expanded, and the possibilities of understanding, because you've been with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on Sukkis, now you have an ability to understand and to know what you otherwise wouldn't be able to know without having been in the Sukkah. Shehu regel ha'acharon me'ashalosh regalim. Shekol hashana oimedes aleihem. The year depends upon having shalosh regalim. The year requires that we have shalosh regalim. The whole point of having all the other months and all of the cycle of time is for the holy time, the shalosh regalim. That's something that includes sukkah. The sukkah is something HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. U'mitzvah sukkah hi me'atzmo. Sukkah is something the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us. And he gave us this at this time of the year. And it's the height of the Shalosh Regalim. It's the pinnacle of Shalosh Regalim. The Shalosh Regalim are now complete with Sukkah. That's what Hashem Yisparach has given us, and the height of what he has given us, the pinnacle of all of Hashem's gift of sanctity in time, of the year, comes with the last of the Shalosh Regalim with Sukkis. But that's Me'atzma, meaning it comes by itself, comes with time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. U'lekachtem lochem, u'minei halulov, but the Arba Minim, hi ha'kabolo, shebnei Yisrael mekablin, u'mevin hadas, lo'emek levovam k'nizka le'el. If Sukkah is the height of the Shalosh Regalim, and therefore provides us with an understanding and with some insight and with das and the ability to have das, which we otherwise would never have. The Kabbalah, the receipt of that. What we do to say, I want it, I'm receiving it. is to take arba minim, netilas lulav. It's the Kabbalah of Bnei Yisrael, mekabelin u'mevi'in hadas la'oymek levavam. Take it, and we absorb it to the very depths of our hearts. Kiniskalel. Kibchol shana yered chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu influences and gives the gift of life all the time. Kedichsiv, eni Hashem elokecha, bo mereshis, hashana v'ad achris shana. And all of the good things that the Rebbeinu Shlalem provides, both in Ruchnius and Gashmius, come with time and are decided from the beginning of the year for that year. Pirshu Chazal, shebetchilas hashana, yesh bracha l'chol hashana. That the beginning of the year is the point where bracha is decided upon and begins to flow. The shefa begins to flow from the beginning of the year. V'lozois, nosan lonu Hashem yisbarach zeh hachag betchilas hashana. So that's why we have this special chag, where we're going to have the gift of das and the bracha of having das at the very beginning of the year. So that all of that which Sukkos can provide can now begin to come to us, and we will be mekabelit for the sake of the entire year to come. V'lozayis nasan lanu Hashem yisbarach zeh hachag betchilas hashana acha rosh hashana v'yom hakipurim. Specifically now, Sukkos at the beginning of the year after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in Nitaru Kol Bnei Yisrael, at a time when all of Klal Yisrael is tahor, is pure from chet. Kivayam is there. Right. Yichaper Alechem. Kidichsev Latayer Eschem. Utzarech kol odom lahamin shenase tohor beyomim elo. We have to believe that if we've done aseres yimei tshuva and vidui and tzoim and kol, and mammon, if we've done tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, Mavir Nisroya Hagzeira, because we've become tahor. And we have to believe that. We have to know it. Lahamin shena'asa tahor b'yomim elo. Uvadai sheyishoer hatahara al kol hashana. And of course, that tahara can remain with us. Talia, that depends on b'hachanas ha'odom l'kabel hatahara. You have to want to be tahor. And you have to want to stay tar. Aval b'yamim elu nas tar kol ish Yisrael. Surely, the possibility is there. He says everybody becomes tar. Val ze atzmai yesh kitrug. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you tar, gave you tahara. What are you doing with it? Are you protecting it? Ah, so because there's this kitrug, where we were given tahara, where the opportunity was presented to us, and it needs to be protected, v'tzarech hagana b'sukkos. The sukkah protects us so that what we've achieved, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, should stay with us, should stay with us, and shouldn't be lost. And we should know and believe that we are with Hashem, and that we have been successful in becoming tahar. And the kitrug of the satan who says, do they really believe it? Do they appreciate it even if they do believe it? This is something HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted them. They didn't work adequately for it. So we run into the sukkah to be protected from this kitrug. Then he says something about Am Yisrael coming together. And together we are protected. We each provide protection and cover for each other. As he continues, v'achar shen yitaru yesh chag hasukkos shemis asfin kol bnei Yisrael. Sukkos was the time of hakel, and even if it's not the Shemitah or after the Shemitah year, but it's the ultimate time of coming together. Kedi Issa b'Gemara Kol Yisrael Ruuyin Leshev B'Sukkah Achas Kol Ezrach. The Gemara says means everybody can be in one sukkah if it's big enough, and if it's not, take turns. But you don't need your own sukkah. Everybody can be Yotza. And this is very much like the Anani HaKavod.
Yeah.
Everybody was under the same umbrella and protection of the Anani HaKavod. So sukkah is a mitzvah that we do, if possible, all of us together. V'nikra Chag HaOsif. Not just because we're taking all the bounty of the field and all the harvest together, but we're taking ourselves together. V'gam La'asof. To gather us all together, Am Yisrael becomes one. V'gam minim shebalulav hem klolos b'nei Yisrael. K'meshekosru zuchem l'vracha. Arava, z'misha ein b'itam v'reach, he has neither. Hadahadas, he has reach, but not tam. Lulav has tam, right? The dates have tam, but not reach. And the esrog has both tam and reach. Tam is Torah, and reach is Maisim Tovim. All of Klal Yisrael comes together. Those who have Torah and Maisim Tovim, those who have Maisim Tovim and not much Torah, those who have Torah but not much Maisim Tovim, and those who have, unfortunately, very little of any of the above, like the Arava, Ein by Tam, and Ein by Reach. Ha'etze alzeh, ha'iruv. That's why it's called Arava. Iruv, shema asif atzma b'klal Yisrael. What does the Arava do? It's ma'ariv, meaning becomes part of and includes himself together with everybody else. And that is his saving grace. And ours too. V'zehu chashuv yoyser ligroim bracha. That's what we need. We need to be together. We need to take what this fantastic Yom Tov provides Klal Yisrael. We need to take it as Klal Yisrael, together. And that's why they're called Arvei Nachal. What does a Nachal stand for? I mean, a Nachal means a river. But here the point is a river that flows with Shefa. V'Nachal hu al Shem Hamshachas HaShefa. So that's why the Aravos are called by the Torah Arvei Nachal, because it's through Arevus, it's through coming together. It's through having this unifying Aseifa of Chag HaOsif, of all of Klal Yisrael together, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now that they are together, I'm going to provide for them. I'm going to give abundant bracha to them, to the Am, to the people. V'nichtov zeh etzel Arava dafka. And that's why it's by Arava, because the Arava represents those who are otherwise bereft of Tam and Reach. No Torah, no Maisim Tovim. But together, Yimei HaChag Misayin L'zeh SheYuchlu B'nei Yisrael His Asef U'Levatal Kol Echad Atzmai L'Klal Yisrael. It's a time when everybody becomes part of Klal Yisrael. Meaning, I alone am only as great as I am because I'm not alone. Each person says, the aspect of me that's most significant is what is that I have in common with every other Yid. I am part of Klal Yisrael. That's the source of my bracha. That's the source of everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant me. Sayin, Ruchnias, and Gashmias. V'al yedei ze yecholim lekabel birchas hashana keroi. That's how we can receive the bracha of a new year keroi, protected in the sukkah, protected in the sukkah from all of the kitrug. After all, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us over the Yamim L'Raim is not so much on our part. And then he takes us into sukkah, which again is me'atzma, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inviting us to be with him. But we have Arba Minim. The Arba Minim represent that we want to make the effort and want to earn what the sukkah is going to provide us, want to earn the das that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide us for the rest of the year by taking Arba Minim. And Arba Minim represent we, together, all of us in Klal Yisrael, together want to accomplish it. accomplish this. Not one by one by one. Individually, we never could. But Kol Yisrael Ru'uyin Leishev Basuka V'nikra Chag Ha'asif. Because the Arba Minim Heim Klolus B'nei Yisrael. Arba Minim represent this idea of Lehis Asif U'levatel Kol Echad Atzmai L'Klal Yisrael. Because by being a part of Klal Yisrael, that's when we are able to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alone I wouldn't receive, I wouldn't be the beneficiary, but together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, Al Yidei Yizeh Yechonin Lekabel Birchas Hashana Keroi Gide Isa. Like it says in Mishneh Nuktzin, Keli Machzik Bracha, Kli Machzik Bracha, Hu Shalom. Shalom from the word Shalem. The Shlemus, meaning the completion of Klal Yisrael, is only when you have all of Klal Yisrael. So it's only HaPere Sukkas Shalom Aleinu, if it's all of us. Shalom Aleinu, we are in peace, at peace with each other, and the Shlemus of Klal Yisrael is intact. The Arava, who is the person without Tam and without Reach, is there with us. This attainment of Shalom is also represented by Yosef, Yosef Tzadik, Uksiv, Va'amech, Kulam, Tzadikim.